We are planning on having a season in 2020, but it's going to be delayed. We're going to start later, and it's going to be modified. We're going to produce it differently, and we're going to hopefully have a wonderful season for our patrons.
Frank Mack is the executive producer of the Utah Shakespeare Festival. While there is much uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, Mack says the idea of not trying to continue the tradition was worse.
It is an enormous part of the summer for a lot of people here in the state of Utah and beyond. And while we don't know what things will be like in July, if things are substantially improved, it would be awful that we could have performed some shows and we weren't. So we are making sure that we're in a position to have a season to present if we can. And I think that'll make a wonderful difference for folks in Utah, especially having spent a long period in hibernation and in quarantine. It's something to look forward to.
Instead of the typical 9 shows produced for the festival, this year there will only be 5, starting with the Pirates of Penzance on July 9th. Due to the short notice, Mack says costuming and stage production will also be less elaborate this year.
But that was a way we could make the season possible, and we definitely prefer to try to have a season, even with some reduced technical elements, versus not having a season at all.
Some of the precautions the festival will be taking include increasing sanitizing stations and cleaning efforts, limiting seating to no more than 50% of the occupancy, and quarantining company members for 2 weeks as they arrive in Cedar City. And later, if it's decided by the festival's organizers or the local health department that it's unsafe for the festival to go on as planned, the usual box office fees will be waived and full refunds provided for ticket holders. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.